Mobile giant Vodacom released its interim results today, reporting a near 14% drop in headline earnings per share as the impact of its 16.4 billion rand empowerment deal weighed. The company added 4.8 million customers during the period, most of which came from the domestic market, where service revenue was lifted by 4.6%, while revenue growth fell to 4.3% from nearly 8% previously, while group revenue was up 5.6%. The interim dividend is up 1.3% to 3.95 rand. And Shameel Joosub, CEO of Vodacom, joins us on the line now to unpack the detail behind the numbers and a lot of numbers that I've just spewed out there. Shameel, let's get into some of the detail, because slower revenue growth in South Africa is, of course, one of the forces you've now got to reckon with revenue growth of 4.6% coming through, down from 7.7% last year. How do you go up against a challenge like callers opting or customers opting for cheaper packages?
So, Lisha, one of the big things is obviously making sure that you reprice. And I think one of the things that are inherent in our numbers is a deliberate effort to make sure that we're repricing some of the price points.
Yeah, the strategy is key because your numbers are, in fact, up by 2.5 million in South Africa since March. I mean, does that simply become the name of the game for now, onboarding as many new customers as you possibly can to offset that pressure of decreased spend for now?
Look, I think it's important to continue to onboard new customers, but I think a bigger portion of your revenue growth comes from your existing base and growing the usage on your existing base. So one is to make sure that customers are on the appropriate price points and price bands, and that you are competitive. But secondly, to give them more reasons to consume, things like our new video platform and so on.
Yeah. Let's take a look at some of the investments you are making in that regard, because a lot of focus on the data scene specifically, where data bundle sales have seen data growth actually subside. What's the long-term payoff you're looking to garner here, and how soon before that starts coming through?
Well, I think what we're looking for is that there will always be, in any year, you will have areas where you have to reprice the price down to stay competitive, so that will always be there. What you're looking for is a offset with sufficient or enough growth in terms of volumes of data being consumed. So what we do is we're also making investments into new areas like music, video, gaming, and so on that will further accelerate data growth and therefore offset price declines, which I think are inevitable.
Yeah. Shameel, of course, these investments are influenced by the information you're gaining, to predict the changing usage of usage behavior on these packages. How is behavior shifting right now? And is there a distinction to be made between your prepaid and your contract customers?
Yes, very much so. I think, firstly, I think one of the big things is using big data to predict behavior and to use artificial intelligence and machine learning, which is what we've successfully done through our Just For You product. And about 68% of what we sell today is through the Just For You platform, where it's personalized by customers, and the machine learns and then effectively personalizes those offers and betters them for the customer based on their propensity to buy. So I think that's a big part of what we're doing. But you do see different types of consumption coming through from prepaid customers, a lot of them living hand to mouth. So that's why we've introduced things like hourly bundles, daily bundles, weekly bundles, and so on.
Yeah. Shameel, this happening in a context where, we've got the data market inquiry underway, looking at data pricing needing to come down. I mean, how much of a spanner in the works does this throw Vodacom?
Well, I think, the need for data prices to come down, I think, is key. You'll see for us, we've dropped prices by 16% in the first half. I think consumers want to see pricing come down even further. Well, and for that to happen, we also have to deal with the cost to carry a meg of data or gig of data. And I think that's where spectrum becomes key. And that's what's throwing the spanner in the works, is the lack of access to spectrum. South Africa is 8 to 10 years behind the rest of the world in the allocation of the spectrum. And what's happening is we're spending the capital, but we're not spending it optimally. And the reason for that is that a base station can only handle so much capacity, and then you have to build more sites. So if you had access to spectrum, you can reutilize those same sites, which then helps you to bring down your costs.
So where are your confidence levels sitting in terms of that starting to play more so in your favor down the road, where, you know, access to spectrum has been one of your major stumbling blocks?
Well, I mean, it's a lot more encouraging under President Ramaphosa that there has been, that there is a clear commitment that spectrum will be auctioned in March next year. With 5G to follow in 2020. I do think, however, we should bring 5G forward. But at least if it does happen, that will be an important milestone for us. That said, only some of the spectrum is available once they auction it. The other spectrum, much needed 700, 800 megahertz of spectrum, is still held up by the broadcasters. And we have to migrate the country from analog TV to digital. For the telco industry to gain access to that spectrum.
Yeah, and as you say, that's still a hurdle to be climbed on the domestic scene. So far, the bright spot has been your international portfolio, and that helped by the recent acquisition of your stake in Safaricom over in Kenya. How do you leverage more of that moving forward?
Well, I think that's a big part for us. The internationals have now started to grow strongly, 31.8% growth in EBIT. In our international portfolio, 18.1% growth in Safaricom. So, I think it's a strong overall part, and that's now about 30% of our revenues now coming from outside of South Africa. So that's a important, shall we say, differentiation for us, or diversification rather. So that's the one part. How do we continue to leverage it? I think we continue to grow data users. And also we continue to grow M-Pesa. So I think those are the two biggest and important drivers in the international segment.
Shameel, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Shameel Joosub, CEO of Vodacom.